In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Although the darkness may distress us, God is there. Jesus went out into the dark night to pray, and he invited his disciples to join him. We have come to see, to remember, and to bear witness to God's amazing act of love through the darkness. And we join ourselves to the many disciples throughout the ages as one body who have followed Jesus to the cross. May God be with us in these moments. Let us pray. A wilderness beckons us, a desert, a barren place, yet a place of blessing and discovery. Jesus, steady companion, accompany us as we enter the hurtful places, the frightening places, the dangerous places deep within us. Jesus, our wild and well-traveled guide, lead us into this emptiness where all will fall away and we will have nothing but you. Walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death, where we shall be raised and drink of deep springs. Amen.
Let's sing together. We'll take the blue book that's in your pews. The song is 'Tis Midnight. The story begins there today. And on Olive's Brow, it's number 241. 241, and for the first song, I think I'll invite you to stand. Let's stand, please.
Thank you. My song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. But who am I, that for my sake, my Lord should take frail flesh and die?
He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray, that you may not come into the time of trial."
Thank you.
He came from heaven's throne, salvation to bestow. But they refused, and none the longed-for Christ would know. This is my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend.
While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" And then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this," and he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. But Peter followed at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with them." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly.
Go to Dark Gethsemane, 240.
Thank you.
Sometimes they crowd his way, and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day, hosannas to their king. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry.
Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" They kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Then Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered, "You say so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man." But they were insistent and said, "He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, where he began, even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." Then they all shouted out together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barnabas for us." This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him. But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished.
With angry shouts, they have my Savior done away. A murderer they save. The source of life they slay. Yet willingly he bears the shame that through his name all might be free.
As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment.
When I survey the wondrous cross, it's number 260, and we will have the choir will sing stanzas 1 and 3. The one thing we've done in our congregation is we insert extra verses on one word each. So after the first stanza, you'll hear the choir sing Alleluia. And, no? Okay. Amen. And it starts with an A, so you're going to be half right. We sing basically alternating Amen after the first verse, Alleluia after the second verse. Amen after the third verse. And after the fourth verse, we sing Alleluia and Amen, two extra. So I invite you to sing that. Let's stand, please.
Just gain a cup of love and for the men of God.
Here might I sing belief in one my soul adores. Never was pain nor grief, never was love like yours. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend.
May our hearts continue to reverberate with the truths we have witnessed here today. May we continue to be open to experiencing God's acts of love in and through us. Let us pray. God of deep and dazzling darkness, here on the edge of night, as we surrender to silence and mystery, we need to hear that you love us and your promise to never leave us as we hope in you. Hear our prayer for all who weep tonight and those who wait beside the dying. Hear our prayer for frightened children, for anxious parents, and families in distress. Hear our prayer for nations at war, for hungry refugees, and those unjustly oppressed. Hear all our prayers, God of deep and dazzling darkness. Our world is in your hands, and so are we. We rest in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll invite you to take this green book, a little skinnier one. Green book, Sing the Journey. Longing for Light, it's number 54. And are we singing all the verses? We're singing stanzas 1, 2, and 5, and I'll invite you to stand for that. Number 54. Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P, and from CCLI license number 1151-7309. All rights are reserved.